This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Coming up on today's show, the story of Frances Trollope and her adventures in Cincinnati. But first, the Macy's Art Sampler returns this weekend, offering free events like musicals, museum tours, and painting classes, taking place at locations throughout 18 greater Cincinnati neighborhoods. The Art Sampler, presented by Arts Wave and sponsored by Macy's, is an opportunity to explore the arts in our region. And here to talk about this free weekend of family fun, the importance of art in the community, and new arts developments are Arts Wave Corporate Campaign Senior Director Lisa Wolter, Producing Artistic Director at the Children's Theater of Cincinnati, Roderick Justice, and Director of Education at the Cincinnati Contemporary Jazz Orchestra, Matt Anklin. And you can join us at 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. Matt, Roderick, and Lisa, thank you for being here this afternoon.
Thank you,
Mark.
Thanks.
So, Lisa, we have the Art Sampler Weekend coming up. It's the 18th and the 19th. How many years does this make that the Sampler Weekend has been going on?
Sure. This is our 31st year.
31 years.
Yes. And last year we had about 11,000 people come out for Sampler. So we're expecting some great crowds this weekend. We've got 90 events taking place in 25 venues in 18 neighborhoods, all for free over the weekend.
Now, how many organizations are involved in doing the Art Sampler Weekend?
Probably about 40 to 50 that get involved every year. So it ranges from dance and music, hands-on activities, performances. So there really is something for everyone. And it's a great opportunity to get your kids out. It's a very family-friendly event. Get your kids out, explore new spaces, and meet new people and create new things.
Now, what tips would you have for people who are going to the Sampler Weekend?
Sure. So I would, first of all, I recommend that you go to the cincyartsguide.com website, because that has the full listing of all of the events. You can also find the event schedule on our website, theartswave.org, and plan out what you're interested in doing, because, you know, as you can imagine, with 90 events, they are spread out all over town on Saturday. So, for example, we have things happening in Westchester at the library up there, in Fairfield at the Community Arts Center up there, also at the Fitton Center up in Hamilton, out in Eastgate at UC Claremont. So really, literally everywhere around the region.
So it sounds like there's something close to you, no matter where you live. So
absolutely.
That's a good part of the Sampler Week.
Yeah, and that was the point of our programming on Saturday. And that is all sponsored by United Dairy Farmers, to get people out into their communities, see what's going on, and take advantage.
Mm-hmm. Roderick, tell me about your organization, the Children's Theater of Cincinnati, and you're one of the highlights of the weekend, right? From
yes,
what I understand.
We are.
Okay, well, tell us about all
we're
this.
We're the cherry on top. Well, the Children's Theater of Cincinnati is the oldest professional children's theater in the entire nation. So we're very proud to be right here in Cincinnati. And we do main stage performances at the Taft Theater, and we have two other divisions through our tours and our classes. And for the Art Sampler, we will be the concluding event, where we will be presenting all the highlights from our Wizard of Oz production that's running downtown at the Taft.
And Matt, tell us about the Cincinnati Contemporary Jazz Orchestra and what role you're going to be playing in Sampler Weekend.
The Cincinnati Contemporary Jazz Orchestra is celebrating its fifth year. We are a 501c3 not-for-profit organization that is centered around our 17-piece big band, but we have this educational component as well, and that's where the 501c3 part comes in. We've teamed with Jazz at Lincoln Center to bring educational programming into underserved schools. So our role into this this Arts Sampler Weekend is I've teamed up with the Contemporary Arts Center. They have an exhibit going on called Nearest Neighbors, and I've composed and curated different musical selections to go along with this this exhibit.
Okay. You have any memories of past Sampler Weekends that you'd like to share?
Last year, we had a great opportunity to deliver our educational program, Let Freedom Swing, at the Taft. Phil DeGreg led that, and a friend of ours recently returned to Cincinnati and joined us for that. He was actually working with the education department at Jazz at Lincoln Center and helped to present that, a 45-minute program.
Okay. What about you, Roderick? What are some of your favorite memories from Sampler Weekends?
You know, I think the best part of Sampler Weekend, not only are there great performances and exhibits, it's meeting the people and meeting the people behind the organizations and talking with them about their mission and what they represent.
Lisa, what about you?
I have a lot.
You have a lot. You've been doing a lot of these over the years.
Yes, and I have a 15-year-old son, and my daughter will be 13 soon, and they have been to Sampler every single year. From when they were babies, sitting on my lap, we'd go see the symphony. That was their introduction to symphony music and music hall, to doing some belly dancing, which my daughter participated in. Also, so a lot of what I'm saying is a lot of these performances are interactive. So if you've got kids, it's again, a great way for them to get out and explore and move their little bodies around because, you know, little kids like to move and wiggle and have fun. And that's really the wonderful thing about Sampler is that it's very relaxed atmosphere. So if you're afraid that your child might start crying during a performance, don't worry. You know, take them out to the next room. There's, you know, everybody's there with their families. But I would say last year's Sampler for me was fantastic because the symphony, we had a whole superhero theme. And we had the May Festival singing superhero theme songs, which was amazing. So Wonder Woman and Batman and all that stuff. It was so much fun. So there's always something
neat,
a little different that we have going on. We're thrilled to be partnering with the Children's Theater because, as you know, Music Hall is closed for a much-needed renovation. And once it will reopen, we'll be excited to be back there as part of Sampler. But what we're doing is, because we have the finale celebration, if you will, or performance at the Taft Theater, we'll be next door on Sunday at the Masonic Center all day. And that's a building that a lot of people haven't really been in. So it's a beautiful, historic building, lots of marble, lots of grand spaces that we will be activating with different arts events. So again, we will have some belly dancers and we'll have some kung fu demonstrations and we'll have the Cincinnati Ballet and all sorts of musical groups too. So you could come to the Masonic Center and basically spend the whole afternoon experiencing different arts from around the world, if you will, and then cap it off at the Children's Theater on Sunday.
Right
at 5
next
o'clock.
Door.
Yeah, right next door. You don't even have to walk. So we try to make it convenient. And then Saturday, as I mentioned, it's all around the region. So I will be out and about. My daughter is a photographer learning the trade. And so we'll be out trying to capture a lot of fun pictures of people enjoying the arts from face painting and some of the public libraries in Northern Kentucky to seeing My Nose Turns Red Theater Company. They teach the art of clowning and they'll be at the Cincinnati Art Museum along with some Indian dancers. So, and ballroom dancers there. So we've got Indian dance, circus, activity and ballroom dancing all in one location at the Art Museum on Saturday.
The range of offerings is really interesting. I mean, just a wide variety of things. You said 11,000 people came last year?
Mm-hmm. Over the weekend, yes.
Over the weekend. How many people does it take to pull off all the events? How many people are involved in that aspect?
Yeah, that's interesting. So every venue that we have the 25-plus venues. We'll have site coordinators at those places. And then the ArtsWave staff is very engaged. We have a lot of volunteers that will be out greeting people when they come in. So, yeah, we'll probably have 100 people out there just helping. We have ArtsWave t-shirts, bright purple t-shirts. So look for a friendly face if you're out and you have questions. But, yeah, we want to make it provide easy access for people. And, again, it's the perfect family-friendly event. But even if you're not, you know, you don't have a family and you just want to enjoy the arts, there's many activities happening. So, for example, at the public library, we have some a jazz band playing and you can just go there and enjoy the music and hang out for a little while. So you don't have to worry about, you know, if you don't have kids, there's still something for you to do.
Has the attendance been growing over the years?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of fluctuates depending on the weather, but I heard the weather will be amazing this weekend. So it's the perfect weekend to get out and start traveling around the community to see what's out there.
What kind of reaction do you get from people in the community?
You know, a lot of times, especially if when I'm promoting ArtsWave, Macy's Art Sampler, they're like, I've never even heard of it before. I didn't even know it existed. So they're amazed that this is happening for free, first of all. And then a lot of times, there have been people that have been in Music Hall that have never been there before. They're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I've waited so long to come here. This is such a beautiful space. So again, it's even beyond what is being performed in those spaces, just being in those different places. So you can go to the Art Museum, the Contemporary Arts Center, the Taft Museum of Art, the Carnegie, the Clifton Cultural Arts Center, all of these amazing arts, community arts center, like Kennedy Heights Arts Center, which they opened up this great new Linner Center Annex, which was an old Kroger building. So the community came together and they transformed that old, ugly eyesore of a building that was in their neighborhood to a beautiful arts center. And so we'll have events going on there. So again, just exploring your own community. It's a great opportunity to do that.
And it's important for other artists, too, to be able to get out and see what else is going on in the community, because sometimes you can get trapped in your own bubble.
That's true.
Yeah, I can relate to that for sure. And, you know, the kind of person that might come out to see an exhibit at a museum might not be the same person that will go out to see a jazz ensemble perform. So they might hear something or see experience something new for them that might open up a whole new world in our community here for them.
And that's an interesting point, Lisa. How much does this increase accessibility to the arts for the community?
Oh, it provides tremendous access. And, another great story that I have is my son. We have a choral sampler that's going to be at new space memorial. It's not a new space, but Memorial Hall went through a transformation and a renovation, and we're excited to be in that space with a little choral festival. I took my son there a couple years ago, and he was blown away by all of the choral groups, and now he's a part of the Cincinnati Children's Choir. And that event really inspired him.
It loved it.
It really did, yeah, because he had never really talked about singing before. And now here he got to see all of these different groups that varied from, you know, children's group to our Young Professionals Choral Collective, which is a bunch of YPs that come together. They're 800 strong, and that was huge. It made a huge impression on him.
We'll continue our conversation. You can join us at 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. And joining us to discuss the Macy's Arts Sampler and the arts in our community are ArtsWave Corporate Campaign Senior Director Lisa Walter, Producing Artistic Director at the Children's Theater of Cincinnati, Roderick Justice, and Director of Education at the Cincinnati Contemporary Jazz Orchestra, Matt Anklin. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. Matt, you were telling me something interesting. I didn't realize your ties to the show.
Yes.
You have to explain that to us.
So a few years ago, composer Will White.
Yes, William White.
Uh-huh. William White. He phoned me and said, you know, we need a trumpet player for this recording session for the Cincinnati Edition show. Are you interested? And I said, absolutely. I listen to the show every day. And, you know, what an honor to be a part of that. And, you know, we recorded the thing at 10:30 at night, and it was just a blast. And I enjoy listening to it every day, except today. Today I was okay. Terrified hearing it. I was nervous about being on the show today, and actually I was playing it cool until the moment the song came on, and oh no, I'm really here.
Oh, no. Well, you're doing fine. Nothing to be nervous at all about. But I didn't realize that tie. So that's really interesting. I'm glad you shared that with us. Let's talk about the arts in Cincinnati. How big is the arts community in Cincinnati, especially for the size town it is?
Sure. Well, I mean, I can tell you that for, you know, ArtsWave, we are the leading funder and promoter of the arts in the region. And on an annual basis, we support about 100 organizations every year.
And I should note that, you know, one of those is Cincinnati Public Radio.
Yes, absolutely.
As well. We receive support from ArtsWave.
Yes. And so I know there are more arts than that, but, you know, those are the amount of grants that we give out every year, over 100.
And it's community organizations as well. It's arts and community organizations supporting.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we compare to other cities when it comes to the arts?
Well, as a musician, I people ask me all the time, why don't you move to New York? Why don't you move to Los Angeles? And I keep telling them I've been to New York and Los Angeles, and I love being here. We are so blessed to have such a great multitude of different orchestras, different varieties of dance, visual art, and the music and arts community is growing. Not to mention there's just a bunch of great restaurants here as well.
Yeah, and if you think about it, we have some of the oldest institutions in Cincinnati as well, like one of the oldest operas. The May Festival is one of the oldest organizations of its kind, the Symphony. Even our Contemporary Art Center is one of the oldest contemporary art centers, which seems a little bit funny, but it's true. And ArtsWave is the oldest United Arts Fund in the country. So we have this tradition of support and arts here in our community because of all of the individuals that, of course, support the ArtsWave campaign on an annual basis. So we're lucky to have such a thriving art scene. And ArtsWave has released a blueprint for collective action where we're focused on 5 goals in the community. And I think, you know, the events that we're having at Sampler really reflect those goals, like how arts put Cincinnati on the map. And why is that important? It's because we want to attract and retain fantastic talent to this community. We want businesses to want to move here. We want people to want to move here. We want visitors to come here and see what's going on. And by having a thriving arts community that is doing amazing things, and, you know, like, for example, the opera's Fellow Travelers received national, international recognition for that production. That puts us on the map. It makes people recognize what Cincinnati has here, which is very important for not only our local economy, but for all of our businesses and residents here.
Has anybody ever calculated the economic impact the arts have for Cincinnati?
Yeah, we did an economic impact. It was many, many years ago. So I don't even want to share those numbers because I'm sure that it's much higher now. But it's a tremendous impact that we make on the community. And the arts sector provides hundreds of jobs in this area as well. So it does benefit all of us. We know that the arts also help people deepen roots in the community. That's another one of our goals. So how do we create an environment where people can learn about other cultures in a way that's beneficial to everyone participating, that people can develop more empathy for other cultures and for other people from different backgrounds. We know that the arts are very unique in being able to do that. I know that children's theater has great performances that provide those opportunities as well.
Absolutely. And isn't that the point of art, to make sure that we are all celebrating each other's differences and we're happy to do that. And catching the children at such a young age, coming to the children's theater where they're experiencing a mashup of all the arts, whether it's visual, performance, or literary, it's something quite magical that we get to do to help launch new patrons to the arts throughout the community.
What do you think of the arts scene in Cincinnati, Roderick? I mean, how strong do you see it?
Oh, we're going through a giant growth spurt right now. And you can see the growth with just the buildings that are going up, with all of the new theaters being built and headquarters for other organizations. The Children's Theater, we just built our new facility on Red Bank Road. So we're going through a big growth spurt ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you've got that, your new building. We've got the ensemble that is renovating their space. They actually own 2 buildings that are adjacent to their theater space so that they can provide greater access to their audience. So they're working on that right now and will be open in the fall. And we've got, of course, Music Hall we've mentioned. And then, of course, the Cincinnati Shakespeare company that is building a brand new theater right across the street from the School of Performing Arts Center, right down the street from Music Hall. So we'll have this great classical corridor, if you will, on Elm Street. That's really going to bring their productions to the next level. It's very exciting.
Yeah, sometimes, Lisa, you hear from people who grew up here that there's just not enough to do in Cincinnati.
It's funny.
But it's funny. Then you hear from a lot of the folks who are new here who come in and say that they're really impressed with the level of things.
Oh, yeah.
And there's always something to do here every weekend. Mm-hmm. Is that your experience?
Absolutely. I tell those people, come back for 1 week, mm-hmm. and you're going to say, wow, I couldn't even fit everything into 1 week. There's so much to do. We're growing tremendously.
Do the arts play a role in attracting and attracting talent and helping to boost the local workforce, Lisa?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have companies that tell us all the time that they'll have people that they're interviewing for positions, and they ask what's going on in the community, and someone will drive them around and take them to a couple of attractions, and that really helps sell them on being in Cincinnati. Again, it's putting Cincinnati on the map so that if you're not from the Midwest, you know, why would you want to come here? The arts really help get our name out there. Because of all the amazing things we're doing. Think about Luminosity and how much press and excitement there was around that. I mean, people were looking at Cincinnati all across the nation because of that event in particular. So then you compare that, or you add, you know, the opera, the symphony, the ballet, all these fantastic organizations. Plus, we have a large a breadth of arts organizations with the smaller groups that make it an even more interesting place to live.
And Matt, in your case, do you see a lot of young musicians deciding to stay here versus moving to other cities?
Yeah, I actually do. There's a lot of people that are obviously attracted to the area because of the conservatory, and NKU's music program is growing by leaps and bounds with their exceptional leadership over there. I see a few people leave town, and for the same sentiment that I expressed, they end up coming back, and they say, you know, we didn't realize how great we had it in Cincinnati, and there's just a very strong musical tradition in this town that extends, you know, to the orchestra, to the Blue Wisp Big Band, to the Musicians Union being local number one in the country. It's the very first one, and I think our young person retention is absolutely growing, and the tradition is absolutely going to stay here in Cincinnati.
Lisa, what about tourism? How much of a boost are the arts for tourism in Cincinnati?
Well, it's interesting that you should mention that, because ArtsWave has started a formal partnership with the Regional Tourism Network that we just launched this fall. So for the first time this fall, we actually were marketing to areas outside of the region, like a 100 to 500-mile radius outside of Cincinnati. So places like Nashville, Columbus, Indianapolis, Detroit, to tell them about our thriving art scene that really has never been done before. So we're seeing, we're going to get a formal report from the Regional Tourism Network very soon, but we were seeing some great signs and indicators that we are seeing more tourists because of that effort, and really just sharing the news about Cincinnati, because you hear all the time, oh, Cincinnati's the best kept secret. Well, we don't want that to be the case, right? We want people to come and see us. It shouldn't be a secret. There are so many amazing things going on. So, yeah, that's an effort that we'll have for the next couple of years, and we're pretty excited about that partnership.
And can the arts be a big boost for, say, a specific neighborhood?
Yeah, I mean, we talk about, you know, arts enlivening neighborhoods. I mentioned the Kennedy Heights Art Center, the Warsaw Incline Federal Theater in Price Hill. Like, that new theater completely transformed that Price Hill area. I don't know if you've been to the Incline Public House, but they're always packed now. I mean, and when there's a show in town or a show being put on in that theater, it draws tons of people to that area, and it's a huge economic boost to that neighborhood. So absolutely, the arts are making an economic impact in neighborhoods throughout the region.
And what about boosting education?
Yes. We know that kids that have that arts education thrive in schools. They do better in school, and they're more innovative. They're more empathetic. They're great. It's a great way to develop 21st century skills that we know employers want in their future workforce. So the arts definitely give kids an advantage, absolutely.
So give us a rundown one more time here. The Art Sampler Week weekend is coming up, 18th and 19th. Give us the rundown
sure.
one more time, if you would.
So again, we've got 90 events at 25 venues in 18 neighborhoods, all for free. So on Saturday, you can explore the arts throughout the region. And on Sunday, we'll have things concentrated at the Masonic Center downtown and at the Taft Theater right next door with a performance by the Children's Theater at 5 p.m. And there'll be some events at the Taft Museum as well on that day. And again, it's how ArtsWave is excited to bring this to everyone with its help from Macy's, which is our main sponsor. Dewey's Pizza is also sponsoring their Taft performance, and United Dairy Farmers, the regional performances. And it's how we celebrate the arts and support for the campaign.
Roderick, are you excited about this?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We love, like I said earlier, being the cherry on top.
he has to keep bringing that up.
ham it up on stage for everyone. Yeah, it's going to be a great weekend, and we're looking forward to showing everyone what the Children's Theater has in store, where we will give you highlights from our production of The Wizard of Oz.
That sounds cool. And Matt, you get to see, you have the last word here.
Absolutely. Come out and see us at the Contemporary Arts Center at 1 o'clock on Saturday. It's fun for the whole family. So we'll be right in the middle of the exhibit. So whether you want to stay and listen to the ensemble or wander around and see the art, you will have both experiences going on at the same time. And if the little ones get a little bit out of hand, they can go to the Unmuseum and have a lot of fun over there as well. It's really a great space for everyone to come and check us out.
Okay, so you'll find something to do with this, without a doubt.
Absolutely, totally.
Matt and Roderick and Lisa, thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
ArtsWave Corporate Campaign Senior Director Lisa Walter, Producing Artistic Director at the Children's Theater of Cincinnati, Roderick Justice, and Director of Education at the Cincinnati Contemporary Jazz Orchestra, Matt Anklin.